Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, January 29, 2026. The U.S. dollar is trading in weaker ranges against its G10 peers this morning, though it's showing signs of a slow rebound from the deeper lows we saw overnight. This comes on the heels of yesterday's Federal Reserve meeting. As widely expected, the Fed chose to keep interest rates unchanged. However, the press conference that followed didn't offer much clarity on future policy decisions. Interestingly, two voting members pushed for a 25 basis point rate cut, a number that could grow as we see a change in leadership at the Fed. Fed Chair Jerome Powell addressed key economic topics like home purchases and inflation, striking a more dovish tone than many had anticipated. That said, the press conference took a bit of a turn, with reporters pressing Powell on topics outside of monetary policy. Questions about Department of Justice subpoenas and the U.S. dollar's trajectory were met with firm reminders that such inquiries fall under the Treasury Department's purview. Looking ahead, tomorrow brings some key data releases, including non-farm productivity for Q3, November factory orders, and durable goods orders. For now, the dollar isn't acting as a safe haven it typically is, losing ground to alternative currencies and metals, which continue to rise in value. Oil prices are making headlines this morning, with Brent crude hitting $70 per barrel for the first time since September. This surge comes as the White House works to negotiate a nuclear deal with Iran, aiming to avoid military strikes. President Trump's comments on the matter have added fuel to the market, with West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, climbing nearly 2.4%. The geopolitical tension is also driving demand for risk-off assets like gold, which has soared to over $5,500 an ounce. Turning to the G10 currencies, the Canadian dollar is one of the biggest gainers against the U.S. dollar this morning. This follows the Bank of Canada's decision yesterday to hold interest rates steady at 2.25%. The loonie is also benefiting from the rally in oil prices, moving in lockstep with WTI's gains. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar is also up against the greenback today, driven by the ongoing rally in commodity prices. While oil is a key factor, metals are playing an equally significant role, with gold continuing its blistering rise as a preferred risk-off asset. Before we wrap up, here's what to keep an eye on for the rest of the week. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, we'll get November factory orders and durable goods orders. Non-farm productivity for Q3 will also be released, providing further insight into the state of the U.S. economy. That's it for today's Daily Market Update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.